Hey, what's up, you guys? This is your girl Angel, just checking in. Wanted to say Happy New Year. By the way, it is 2024. How do you guys feel about that? How do you feel about, you know, it being a whole new year and we made it thus far? I'm super excited. I'm here. I'm healthy. I am still single. And single by choice. I always just like to say that because, you know, your girl could really be in a whole relationship out here in these streets. But I don't want that. We'll get into that in a few. But a little bit about what's been going on with me. I want to say for these last few months, you guys, I've been trying to get situated to figure out, like, where I want to stay. My apartment, like, I pay so much money for it. And it's ridiculous. Like, what I pay is pretty much what you guys pay in mortgage. Like, for real. Like, just putting you in my business. They was going to go up an extra $100 this year, 2024. And I was like, oh, hell no. I'm not paying that. So, like, my rent now is, like, $17. So, I would have been paying, like, $18 this year. And I'm not doing it. Like, it's crazy. And the fact that I was able to do it for a whole year is even crazier. Like, I mean, you know, it's cool, but it's like, that's a lot of money. That's a lot of money, honey. Like, I hate that everything has went up. You know, like, I could have a house. But at the same time, like I was telling my dad, you know, I'm actually glad that I didn't buy anything. Because when I really think about it, like, I don't want to live where I'm at. Like, I want to move somewhere different. I want to look at something different. I'm kind of tired of the South Side. And, you know, I want to go somewhere where it's, like, good schools and stuff for my kids. Or whatever, you know. I don't want to go too far from my kids' fathers. You know, so, I mean, we'll be still in Georgia. So, you know. Other than that, I mean, that's just pretty much what's been going on. Me finding a new place, and that's good for me and my kids. And me also just getting things in order. My bad, y'all. I'm kind of like at work. I'm on my break, but I'm just like chilling. But I'm also like watching my surroundings at the same time. So, yeah, let me just like really, really focus. But yeah, so just long story short, y'all, I've been trying to find a new place, which I did. That's not going to be ready until March. So yeah, I got a new job. I work at a chiropractor. I am enjoying it. It's really cool, really laid back. You get to meet different people or whatever. So yeah, I like that. I did leave both jobs. So, I'm down to just one job for right now. I do feel like I will eventually have to pick up a second job. But my main goal is to really, really focus on my candy business. Because I was doing so good with that. It's just that I started working all these hours and trying to also make time for my kids and also make time for myself. And you know, it just became a little bit too much. I need to balance out. I need to have a list, like, you know, like, I need to be more organized. And so that's what I'm working on this year. I'm definitely going to focus on getting my business back, you know, back running. Because it's so sad. Like, I have people that have hit me up and I literally just sit there and just stare at the message. And it's like, oh, I got to get it together. But you know what? I want to say 2023 has been very, very challenging. Not for just me, but for all of us, you guys. It has been so different. I want to say the world has completely changed after COVID. You know, sometimes we don't know if we're going left or right, up or down. It's just, it's a lot. You know, relationships are either thriving or they're failing. You know, whether it's, you know, a marriage, a friendship, you know, your job, and just, you know, trying to figure things out. Like, if you want to still be there, do you want to work for yourself? Like, it's been a whole lot of chaos, you know, that's been going on. And, You know, I just, what helped me balance, first of all, what helped me, if I'm not good, my kids are not going to be good. So I would like to say, if it wasn't for my kids, I honestly don't know where I would be. But I am a strong-headed person, like whether I have kids or not. But just saying, like, you know, they motivate me to stay great. And sometimes it's hard. I've had my breakdowns before, y'all. Like, I've cried. I've, you know, talked with God, reached out, you know, different things or whatever like that. And it's not easy. And then it's kind of hard, too, because for whatever reason, a lot of people tend to gravitate towards me. And they like to, you know, share with me things that they're going through. And I'm not saying it can be a lie, but it's just like, you know, I take, I'm an energy person. So, like, I can read energy, and whatever energy you put out, like, I kind of suck it in. So, you know, like, I don't like to see people do bad. I like to see people, you know, progress and do good and just be healthy. So, and to be happy. So, when people are pouring in, you know, their sadness, and like I take all that in, and it can be very, very draining, you know. So be mindful of that, you guys. I like to say it's okay, like it's good to talk to somebody and tell somebody what you're going through, but to like constantly always talk to that person, like, you know, that's what they got therapists for. I'm sorry, like it's a lot, you know. And I'm speaking about, I'm not talking about people that's close with me. Of course, you know, I don't mind. But, like, I'm talking about just, like, people out here in this world that do not know me. Like, I am a social butterfly for the most part. But it also depends on your energy as well, too. Because if I can't feel, like, if your energy is off, like, I can't rock with you. Like, and you're going to be able to tell. And I've gotten people like, you know, you're so quiet. And I'm like, yeah, I don't really talk much. I just be chilling. You know, but in all honesty, is no, I'm really watching, because, like, what's wrong with y'all out here in the world? People just absolutely do too much. But, yeah, I don't know. I don't think there's anything wrong with, you know, having a conversation with people. But again, like I said, just watch certain people that you have conversation with, because you don't know people's intentions. And again, like I said, you know, if you are an energy person just like myself, like, you know, what they say and how they feel, it'll start to matter to you, even though it's not your situation. But anyway, moving on. What else is new with me? I have some things that's brewing for 2024. I'm not really going to speak on too much like that. But I have some good things that are coming. Again, like I said, you know, I got a new job. My place is not yet ready, but that's coming along. I can't wait to move in. But at the same time, I'm good. Like, I'm chilling, you know, because it's not going to be long. I mean, March, I mean, look how fast we sped through Thanksgiving and Christmas. And it's now 2024. So I already know March is going to be here, like, you know, fast as hell. So I'm not worried about that. Right now, I'm just going to be kind of focused on how I want to kind of decorate my place. I do have somebody that's going to be helping me decorate. And I will be posting him on my Instagram as well, too. And when I get close to that time with decorating my place, I will be giving you guys his IG. He does very, very well. He will make your home look different, make your apartment look different. He'll make it look like it's home, okay? And that's what you want. You want to be able to come somewhere and it just feel like it's yours. So yeah, the reason why I have not purchased a home yet is because, number one, being honest, it is high, but I don't really look at price, because, you know, what's for me is for me. Like, can't nobody tell me, oh, you can't get that because this. Like, it's whatever God says. If God say that this is the home for me, then guess what? That's the home for me. Again, like I've said, I don't want to stay in the area that I'm in. I want to move somewhere else. So, I'm actually happy, because if I thought then, like, oh, let me try to get a house, I was thinking more in the area that I'm already staying in. And then with the kids, father's not being too far away, you know, I was like, oh, you know, let me just kind of keep it here. But I don't want to. I want to stay somewhere else. You know, really and truly, I don't want to live in Georgia, period. I wouldn't mind moving somewhere else, like completely different. But that's just what it is. Like, I remember telling my one friend that, you know, I just never really seen myself, like, living here in Atlanta. Like, because I'm from here, born and raised. You know, I wouldn't mind, like, traveling and going to see what other places are like. Oh, whatever. But, you know, if I'm still single and my kids all graduate, I got two that's about to be. Well, one is in high school. The other one is coming to high school. So, in all honesty, I would like to say when my last two get in, like, middle school or something like that, I might think about branching off. I don't know. Hopefully by then I'll be married. And, you know, it's whatever my husband want to do. Because anybody that I get with, I'll just have to let them know, like, you know. I mean, if he's like, you know, he wants to live here, okay, then it's cool. Like, I'm not going to die. But I do want to travel. Right? But, you know, I always will tell any man that I'm with, like, you know, if you want to move somewhere else, we can. Like, I'm not one of those females where it's like, oh my goodness, I gotta just stay here. It's not me at all. What is next? My diet is still the same. I haven't changed. However, y'all, I'm putting on so much weight, and I'm trying to figure out, like, my diet hasn't changed. Like, I'm not eating more than usual. Am I? I don't think that I am. And then really and true, all I'm really eating is seafood. But I always get rice. Because, like, I mean, if you guys eat seafood, you know seafood literally goes right through you. So, it doesn't fill me up. You know, it's like, okay, it's good for right. It's like a snack. And then I'm just going to be hungry in, like, a few hours. You know, so, I mean, that's just what it is at the end of the day. Like, I be wanting to try something else. You know, I do chicken. I eat chicken. But I feel like because I ate chicken so much when I was small, it's like, it's not a number one choice. Like, I do wings or whatever, but for the most part, not so much. Like, this year, I want to eat a little bit more cleaner. Like, I think I just may back away from chicken just a little bit. And I know I shouldn't eat as much seafood as what I eat, but I do. Like, I eat shrimp all the time. But I do miss cooking. I miss cooking a lot. So that's why I can't wait. Like, I threw away my pot sets. I can't wait to, like, buy, like, a whole new pot set. And I'm going to start back cooking and showing you guys, you know. Like, I want to try different recipes. I've been saving so much stuff. And, like, call me, gushy or whatever. But like, I miss, you know what I miss? I miss cooking for, like, my family. Like, and when I say that, like, my man and, like, for my kids. Or whatever, like, I miss that. So, it's like, you know, certain meals that I see, I be like, man, you know, I want to make this meal. I want to make this for my man, you know, or whatever. So, I do miss that. Like, my kids, they going to tell me exactly what it is. Like, mama is good, mama is okay, or mommy, no, don't make that again. But there's not a lot of foods that I've made that my kids tell me never to make. Because one thing about it, I love for my food to taste good, so I'm always going to taste my food throughout cooking, which is why a lot of times when I'm done cooking, I don't eat, because I'm already pretty much eating it, you know what I'm saying, to make sure that it's good. Yeah, that's pretty much it on my diet. But I'm gaining weight, y'all. I really want to go to the gym. That's like a new thing too. Like, my son works out all the time at home, and he wants to go to the gym where we currently stay at, and I'm just like, you're not going there. And it's because, you know, these kids out here are bad, y'all. And y'all know I'm not about to send my babe up in there. So, but I told them once we move to our new place or whatever, you know, of course we'll be checking that gym. I will definitely be going or whatever. Like, what the hell is he looking at? Baby, please go get in your car. My bad, y'all. Because, like, it's so crazy. Like, I'm trying to do this podcast in my car, and, like, you know, men don't be caring. They just do whatever. And I say whatever, so. But you know, it's so crazy because it's like the meaner you are to them, the more they are attracted to you. And it's like, no, I'm really serious. Like, get out of my face. But yeah, gonna definitely start going to the gym. I want my stomach to be flat because it's so crazy. Like, it's what's so funny is I've never been thick at all, right? Always been really small. My senior year, I was 110. Even after I had my son, I went back down to 110. I got pregnant with my second baby. I was like 118. And then no stomach. And then my third baby, I gained like a lot of hips and thighs. And I had a stomach. And it took a minute for it to go down. But then eventually it did go down. And then it's like after this fourth kid, it was like pow, pow, pow. Like pow. And some days, like, my stomach looks a little smaller. But, like, you know, I could still do, you know, some little workouts. And then it just really depends on... Oh, it's hot. Jeez, hold on. First of all, it's really cold. But this heat, baby. Okay, yeah. But, yeah, like I was saying, like, if I eat something, depending on what I eat, baby, my stomach finna come back. It's like, I'm bloated. And I don't like that, you know? Like, I've never been the type to really wear a two-piece and to, like, really show my body like that. And, like, if you guys follow me on Instagram, like, I promise y'all, that's the most I really just, like, really show my body because, you know, my ass look good. Like, it's real. No surgery nowhere, okay? No surgery nowhere. And I do... Like I like my body, but I could also do some working out as well, too. You know, just to, like, tone up. And especially, like, with my stomach or whatever, because my parents and everybody's getting tired of me saying I'm going to go get... Like, if I got surgery, it would literally be lipo. Because I really don't even understand why I even have a stomach, because I really don't eat anything to, like, really gain fat. But I guess I am eating something, because obviously then I get bloated, right? I don't know. But, yeah, I'm going to start going to the gym. Me and my kids are going to go to the gym. My daughter, my oldest daughter, she's in dance. So, she does ballet and jazz. So, they was telling her that she should go to the gym. And, like I said, my son, he loves to work out. So, my son going to be my personal trainer, honey. I really don't even want to get a personal trainer, to be honest, to do all that. Like, I know what I want to work out. I know what I want to lose. And, you know, YouTube is your best friend, so... You know, you just follow those people on there as well, too. And last but not least, dating. I'm only laughing because you know what? It's just, baby, I can't even tell you. Baby, I don't even know. And baby, that's just me being all the way serious. Like, I don't even know what to say about the dating world. Like, I could, you know, I could be the type of female where I just, like, give up on relationships and just be like, you know, it is what it is. But, like, the fact of the matter is, y'all, I'm just too damn good of a woman. And I don't feel like this goodness should go to waste. Somebody's son should be able to experience this and be like, girl, where you been all my life? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's too good to be true type of situation. You know? And it sucks because a lot of these women have made it so hard for good women to run into good men because they all think that we gold diggers. Ooh, that water's good. Yeah, they think that we're gold diggers, y'all. And that's just so not the case. Or they may judge you because they feel like you have too many kids. But I just feel like let me tell you something. I don't give a fuck. I have four kids. It's what it is. You know what I'm saying? Their dads are active in their life. I am very much active in their life. I don't have no drama this way. My kids, they all have their own phones, all the way down to my freaking 5-year-old. You know what I'm saying? And they're in relationships, probably borderline about to get married. You know what I mean? So I don't have any issues with them. All I ask is for them to continue to be great fathers, and that's what they do. So we don't have any problems. I think a lot of people have issues with dating people that have kids because they feel like it's drama that comes behind it. But if you actually just sit down and actually get to know the person, you know what I'm saying, and just see exactly, you know, where it goes. Because me personally, I want to date somebody that have a kid, you know, that have kids or whatever. Like, because I want to know how you are with your kids. That way, I'm going to know how you are with mine. You know, so that's just the end goal for me. I don't want to really date anybody that doesn't have kids, you know, because it's like, I mean, you can meet somebody that don't have kids but want kids. And, you know, unfortunately, it just didn't. You know, it's just not happening for them, you know, for whatever reason. Or maybe they're choosing, hey, you know, I don't want to get myself caught up in a situation, especially how the world is going today. You know, so that I definitely do understand. But I have been judged from certain guys where they feel like, you know, I have too many kids. But I don't care. That shit do not bother me, baby. Because at the end of the day, more than likely so, I'm probably dodging a bullet anyway. You know, and then these days, you need to do your background checks on these men, especially if you have little girls. I mean, but little boys, too. Like, you need to make sure these, listen, baby. Mm-mm. Baby, these people out here probably, listen, love your kid more than they love you. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just one of the ones where I'm just not about to play. Like, I'm going to hell. I'm going to, baby, jail, prison. Whatever they need to send me about mine. I don't play about my kids. Anybody that knows me know I don't play about my kids. Know that I love my kids. Like, I don't even like for nobody to hurt my kids' feelings. I always ask my kids, what do these kids do? Like, what they do? What they say? Who we got to fight? Like, I just honestly do not play. Like, my kids know I'm crazy. They fathers know I'm crazy, too, which is why they know to, you know, pick the right type of women. Because, baby, I don't play about my kids. I kick your door down about my kids. I'm about to say something. I would kick the dough out, baby. I don't play. So, you know, for me, it's fine. You know, I feel like, you know, the person that you're supposed to be with, you know, eventually you'll find who that person is or whatever. Or that person will find you or whatever the case may be. Or who knows? That person's probably already here. Who knows? I would like to say also, like, for me, if you're not consistent enough and if you're not talking about anything, like, you'll get cut off. Period. Like, you'll get cut off. I feel like if you want, you do all this to try to get my attention, and then when I finally give you the attention you've been wanting, and then it's just like, oh, okay. I'm like, what? Baby, I'm going to block your ass. Like, you know, but you know, these days, I used to be the blocking queen, baby. Block, block, block. But I don't even do that no more. I just don't respond. I just leave their ass on read. For real. Like, I want a man, like, dominant, you know, but still loving and caring and understanding and all that good stuff. Like, you know, he's about his family. And he sees that I'm about mine. He's about his business. And, you know, I'm about my business as well, too. Like, you know? And I'm very much so, like, old school. I'm still old school, y'all. I'm not like how these other people are out here in the world. You know, just searching for whatever it is that they're searching for. I just searching for somebody that's going to take care of them and all this kind of stuff. You know, but we'll get into that. But, no, I'm still single. I am choosing to be single until I feel like, you know, that guy, that man is worthy of, you know, snatching your girl off the market. Other than that, I'm still browsing. Not even really doing that, though. It's so crazy because, like, these men, they be like, oh, I know you talked to somebody. Oh, I know this. Oh, I know that. You know what I mean? You don't know nothing. And see, assuming will get you cut off, too. Because if you come into my face doing all this assuming, I'm going to assume that this is how the relationship is going to be. You're going to be always assuming. I mean, let's be clear. I said I'm not in a relationship. I never said I wouldn't have sex. I never said, you know, it ain't somebody that's around, but I'm not in a relationship. So, like, if I find somebody that I truly do like, you're going to have my attention. You're going to be the person that I'm going to be with. You know, I don't really like to have multiple men or whatever like that. So, it's like, you know, I'm definitely relationship material, wifey material, all that good stuff. But as long as I'm single, I'm free to do whatever the hell I want. I enjoy being single for the most part because, baby, I can go to sleep peacefully. I ain't got to worry about nobody else but my kids and myself. You know what I'm saying? And I'm loving this shit. Because when I really, really thought about it, like, y'all, your girl been tied down all her life pretty much. I think the longest I was single was probably close to 5 years. Well, no, close to like 6 years by choice. But I did have somebody I was dealing with, but we wasn't in a relationship. And, you know, before, like, shit, what the hell did I just say, y'all? I'm over here tongue-tied. Before I met my ex-husband. Yeah, I met my ex-husband. And we were together for 5 years. Divorced. And then, you know, I met my ex and we was together for 4 years. So that's just what it is at the end of the day. Like, you know, really, I'll say 4 years. I like to say almost, well, no, 4 years because it would have made it 5 years. I'm not going to say in that four and a half years. But yeah, we was good for 4 years. So it's just like, you know, that's what it is. But yeah, y'all, I'm chilling. Your girl's still single. I'm just focused on other things right now. And that's just what it is. Make sure you guys stay tuned. I got some spicy topics that'll be coming up. Of course, I'll be having other people join in. And we'll just, you know, jump into those topics.